All right. Thanks for being on, Paul. Like, that was a really fun conversation, to be honest.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get into the really good stuff till the end there, but, you know.
That's well, yeah.
No, it had a good build-up all the way through. It just kept getting better.
I mean, we had our list of questions, and then, like, you kept, like, answering ones, and then we had to, like, move the list around, you know, because dynamically, you just change it. Yeah. I mean, you interview people, you know. And then,
Somehow we went to the first question, then down to the third, and while answering the third, you answered, like, the second to last one.
Yeah.
And then we finally got to the second one about 15 minutes ago. And
we skipped a few, yeah. And, yeah, at the end, it got real passionate.
And question number five I basically had to throw in as, like, an offhanded comment.
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. No, when you went on to, like, CPS, like, I felt myself getting angry. I'm like, I'm really passionate about hating that organization. I don't have kids. Like, I don't have a dog in that fight. And I've seen them ruin people's lives so much and just hassle. Yeah. And it's like,
oh, I felt myself turning 12 foot tall and solid green.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. So
I had a 1,000 stare.
I assume that your audience were single. And so it never dawned on me that, yeah, you probably have family guys listening as well who are like, hey, we want to, you know, survive and all this. But
me and James, we've been best friends for 15 and 20 years now.
Six,
and
something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have a more opposite lifestyle. I mean, he is a single guy. I am an old married man raising four kids, one of which isn't even mine.
Well,
I'm unmarried. Serenity here, you say that. Yeah.
Well, you're unmarried, yeah.
I'm unmarried, yes. And I live in a tiny house. I've been what I call affectionately referred to as a violent hippie.
I love that.
I'm like, I'm an anarchist. Like, you're just a violent hippie, James. And I'm like, I love that. Like, that's
that one corporate drone is a violent hippie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I struggled from, like, derailing the entire podcast and being like, well, let's just talk about 80s cartoons. Like, that's what people want to come here to hear.
I know. I saw you having to throw the brakes.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah,
I had to stop myself from singing the Transformers theme song.
That's one of those things, like, everyone has many passions in their life, and one of mine is 80s cartoons. Like,
We're big retro geeks.
Yeah, like, so kind of weird, but like, so this past year, for Christmas, like, I was kind of broke, and I'm like, what can I give Mike? He's my best friend. I give him something good. I literally, like, went on the internet, found 80s cartoons and commercial breaks, and, like, recreated a Saturday morning, like, block of cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, he wakes me up on a Saturday morning, bowls of cereal, and just watching cartoons until the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. you did that as a playlist, right? And you can send that over?
Let me look at my files, because I made an Evernote note of where I got the episodes from, and, like, a list of episodes, like, a list of shows to get. And I found some really good, like, you know, sites that had 80s cartoons.
I mean, shows that I have not seen in 30 years.
And what I personally felt what the best part was the commercial breaks. Like, the best part.
He did. He got a bunch of commercial breaks. For some reason, the cartoons, like, some of these cartoons that he was getting were, like, from somewhere up in, like, Wisconsin,
yeah, or something.
And they kept, like, for some reason, there was kept being a commercial for, like, this accordion and concertina repair school.
Nice. Oh, man. Yeah, and then, you know, just a bunch of, like, the classic commercials, like, that you ingrained in, you know.
Oh, my God,
know?
Like, the old Juicy Fruit commercial where they're singing to you.
Double Mint. Yeah. And My Buddy, yeah. So
My Buddy.
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin commercial.
Yeah. Nice. One commercial. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it so well, and I don't even remember what cereal it was for. But it was the guy. I want to say it was Life cereal, you know, because it never gets soggy or whatever. But they poured a bowl of cereal, and the guy was talking. His mom was talking his ear off on his phone. Remember the old rotary phones or whatever, with the spiral cord. And he ended up hooking it under the table on the edge so that he could eat his cereal while his mom was just jabbering away on the phone. And
I
tried to find that commercial and can't find it, but I'd love to find it.
I remember that, but like you, I can't remember what freaking cereal.
No. Well, go ahead.
Do you know that it was a, I can't even remember what style it was, but it was a dinosaur cartoon to a certain degree, but it wasn't claymation, but it was more like costumes that these guys were wearing or whatever. And one of the baby dinosaurs would always hit the dad on the head with a
dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's called dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The Sinclair family.
The Sinclairs, that's it, yes!
Earl Sinclair and baby Sinclair.
Robbie.
Nice.
His son Robbie, and he had a daughter. I can't remember his daughter's name, but she was voiced by Sally Struthers.
Yeah. I remember the last two episodes of that series was like a two-part episode, the ending with the extinction.
Yes.
And they were trying to start a war over pistachios, and war was an acronym. We are right, and I'm like, yeah, that's what it is.
They jump started the Ice Age.
Yeah, what a good show. Yeah.
Oh no, I used to watch that show religiously. That and Alf. I loved Alf growing up.
Yeah.
That show also ended on a horrible cliffhanger.
It did.
It ended basically with him out in the desert with a bunch of guns and like government agents pointed at him,
which was resolved in a TV movie like 20 years later. Yeah,
decades later.
Yeah, that movie sucked. It did.
Yeah.
All of it was like, so horrible.
You know, right now, I mean, the movie theaters got to get the picture right now that if you did 80s remakes and if you did them in Lord of the Rings quality, we would be there. I mean,
I mean, that is one thing that we've noticed. It's like our generation is now at the age where we're starting to make all this stuff.
We're starting to see good stuff slip out. Like,
for instance, the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie finally has Bebop and Rocksteady in it.
Nice.
We haven't seen it, but we're wanting to.
As I say, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watch the movie Hardcore Henry, which is the greatest action movie I've seen in about 20 years since like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Commando. Oh, like Commando, and then like a big gap of action movies, and then you get Hardcore Henry.
It's entirely shot in the first person. Basically, really? The star of the movie is the cameraman.
Yes.
You're seeing everything through Henry's eyes. And it's just psychotic to watch. It is so much fun. I mean, it really is. I haven't had a movie in a long time make me have verbal, out loud reactions like that.
We loved it. It was like, because I've been disappointed in the action movie scene for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so at least.
Okay, I'm going to sell him on one point, okay? I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to want to watch that movie today. At one point, Henry decapitates somebody with his own eyeball.
What?
He is so pissed he pulls his own eye out of his head with all the tendons and ligaments still attached to it, wraps it around a dude's head, and decapitates him.
So I like violence when it's over the top, like fake, and this is definitely like the over the top fake category.
And when that's happening, the screen splits, and you're seeing things through the one eye, and then through the screwed up eye, which is wrapped around the face.
Yes. You gotta watch it.
He throws a guy into one of those giant industrial fans, and you just see all this gallons of blood splatter out of the fan.
Nice.
It's amazing.
The movie's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, guys, it has been a lot of fun.
Bonus area.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut this off. It's a special feature.
Yeah, this is going to be exclusive for the Survival Bug Army.
All right, so we'll let you go now. It's been great having you on, Paul. And this episode will come out on probably Wednesday of this week, actually. So
awesome.
And we'll start sharing it, and you can share it. And
I would honestly love to have you back on. I'd like to check in with you every few months or whatever just to see how things are going.
Would be happy to do that. So
awesome.
I had a great time and look forward to 6 months from now telling you guys how awesome life is still in Mexico.
There you go.
Take care, Paul.
All right, you do that.
Cheers, guys.